Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Okay, fewer daylight hours. You know that. It's going to get darker and darker, or we're going to have less and less daylight anyway, all the way till December 21st. And it's going to be especially evident this afternoon around 4:30 or 5 o'clock. Dr. Bal Nandra is in our studio, the founder and medical director of IV Solutions and Ketamine Centers here in Chicago. And he's brought a guest with him, too. Hey, Doc, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, John. Nice to be here again.
How have you been?
I've been great. How have you been?
Yeah, you know, what if you hadn't? What if you said, gee, John, I'm a little down? Then I would have said, you should take ketamine. Have you ever struggled with depression or anxiety or some of the things for which your ketamine is helpful?
I don't struggle with depression or anxiety, but I definitely have a seasonal affective component to my mood, yes.
And what is that, SAD?
SAD, seasonal affective depression, is basically a depression which settles in the winter months, typically around October, November. The worst months for people are typically January and February. It's caused by a few things. One is, of course, the shorter days, less sunlight and more darkness, which actually alters the levels of melatonin in your body, which has been linked to the cause of seasonal depression, because the melatonin, which helps you sleep at night, tends to linger longer because of the change in the hours. And that gives you that fatigue and kind of down feeling in the mornings.
Now, you're a doctor who specializes in administering ketamine to people. Do you take ketamine for this?
You can, absolutely. There's obviously a number of more conservative type measures which people will typically try.
Do you recommend that first? I get a special light bulb or something like that?
Absolutely. There's a few things. One, of course, is just to get into the sun as much as you can on a day like this, actually.
Not too hard.
Even today, for me, I woke up in a better mood just based on the sunlight. So that's definitely a thing. Also, things like a light box, which is something you sit in front of for 30 minutes every morning. You have to do it before 8 a.m. Otherwise, it can affect your mood the wrong way. And it has to be a specific brightness that simulates sunlight, which is 10,000 lux. Okay, so those are kind of the specific things you need to do. And you can't do it while you're laying in bed. You have to get up and actually sit in front of this thing for about 30 minutes every morning early. The earlier, the better.
If that doesn't work, then maybe ketamine?
Yeah, if that doesn't work, then, you know, you can talk to your therapist or your psychiatrist or your general doctor, and they'll guide you in the right direction. Obviously, if it becomes incredibly severe, then there's antidepressants or things that can also help, pills. And then, of course, ketamine if it gets to that point.
Hmm. Now, sitting next to you is John Vincent, the singer, the man who's been featured candidly in some commercials here at WGN Radio the last few days. John, welcome to the studio.
Thank you, John. Thank you for having me here.
He walked into the studio and I said, I know that voice, and he wasn't even singing. What do you do for a living?
Sing.
Where and when?
A lot of corporate events, private events. We'll have a new club starting up called the Astor Club, which is the old Maxime de Paris, and I'll be singing there. That's downtown. But do a lot of shows. I'll be doing my Christmas shows again at Rizzo's.
What kind of music do you sing?
26 different voices from Sinatra, Louis Armstrong, and a bunch of different ones.
26 different voices. So would you do a Sinatra set or an Armstrong set that way?
I always just kind of throw it in, and then you feel the audience. So if they feel they want this or that, I keep it really...
Well, everybody wants Sinatra, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Once you go down that road, you're doing a Sinatra show.
Well, no, because I'll throw in all the other ones.
Tony Bennett?
Yeah, Half My Heart in San Francisco.
So you do sort of the American songbook, some of the classics, huh?
Well, I do country. I do some of the new stuff. I do Tennessee whiskey. I just started doing that, so it's all over.
When you do these songs, though, you do them in the voice of the person who we're most familiar with.
I try to. It doesn't really sound like that, but, I'll do a little Otis Redding, a little Charles Elvis, all this. Yeah, and there's so many great singers who do that, So it's one of those kind of just the songs back in the day you remember. And with some new ones, that came out now, like I said, Tennessee Whiskey was something I just started doing, and it's just a great song.
We've met before, and a lot of people know your work. You're a buoyant person, a big personality. You're also, what, you suffer from depression at times?
Depression, anxiety, and OCD.
How long have you known that?
Since I was about 14 years old was when the pure O started happening.
Pure O, what do you mean?
Pure OCD thoughts, which is just thoughts. I had the rituals, the hand washing, the doors, locking the stove, checking stuff like that repeatedly. But the obsessional thoughts of doom and sadness from my, being bullied as a child and everything came out in my later years, and you just felt the person I hated the most was myself every day.
Did you have suicidal thoughts?
Oh, yeah, I attempted suicide.
I did not know that.
Yeah, attempted suicide before I started ketamine.
With this guy?
Yep, he saved my life, Larry Wirt, which I know you know that name. He saved my life, and he introduced me to Dr. Baal and said, Johnny, try this ketamine, and it helped me tremendously.
In the commercial where you say he saved my life, I thought you were speaking figuratively. You really think ketamine changed your world?
Yes, it gave me a perspective on, I think, everything with COVID and everything else. If that doesn't humble you and you see the world the way it is, and at some point you know how quick life is and you just want to be here and
how peaceful. Quick was the transformation for you? Maybe it wasn't a transformative event, but
it was.
Was it?
Yeah, the first one.
It was actually very quick.
It's
after
not
the
that
first
way for everybody.
John came in for one treatment, one 45-minute treatment. He came in the day after, 2 days later, and he literally looked like a different person.
You felt that way?
Yes, sir.
How many treatments then did you subsequently have, or are you on an ongoing?
I do like a maintenance now. If I feel like I need one, I'll come in every couple weeks or something like that, and it's very meditative. Go in there. I had one this morning.
No kidding.
Yes, sir.
You do seem kind of chill.
Well.
but actually, maybe that's not the idea. It's not to be chill. It's to be you, I would guess.
Yes. And
feel centered.
Before ketamine, and even when I was younger, because of my extreme insecurity, very insecure, very, very insecure my whole life, from being bullied, being smaller than everyone with a big head, and then 1 year growing 8 inches to 6'5", and this big guy, I didn't know how to be. And I was always a guy who got bullied, so that insecurity followed me throughout my adulthood. And Frederick Douglass says such a beautiful thing. It's much easier to raise beautiful women than broken men. And it's true, you know, and I felt broken. Every time I woke up in the morning, I looked at that mirror and I hated myself. I hated, that's a person who I hated every day, and I didn't realize it until I got older. And with ketamine, I use it and I meditate when I'm in there. And it just, it is something that every person that I've talked to with ketamine, it says, it opens your eyes to life, and you see what's there. It's hard to explain, but it is a very peaceful feeling. Yes, sir.
Singer John Vincent's in our studio. By the way, John, this text, 630, says, I saw his last show at Rizzo's last year. He is so kind and generous with his audience. What a show. How about that?
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
From one of our listeners. And Dr. Baal Nandra, guys, we just have a little more than a minute or so left, but I wanted people to hear a little bit more about that story. And so it's an IV transfusion, right, Doctor?
Yeah, it's an IV transfusion for John. It's typically about 45 to 50 minutes long, and then he recovers for about another 30 minutes, and he's done. He's done exceptionally well and maintained himself very well, so maintenance is an important part of it, too. And that's what's really been able to let John keep on top of his mood.
847 said, my daughter had ketamine treatments from Dr. Nandra, and they helped her with her major depressive disorder. What a wonderful doctor. What a wonderful person.
That's awesome.
What's going on here? Who are these people? but I'm not
surprised. We really care a lot about our patients. And so people notice that when they come in. And it means a lot to us. And we're so happy to see them improve their mood and feel like a new person.
And it's your Dr. Prabh's birthday today.
Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding?
Dr. Panu, my colleague at the clinic. Happy birthday, Dr. P.
He said he's listening to us, so happy birthday, Doc.
My nephew, as you know, has been a patient of yours a couple times, and I know the care and consideration that you and your staff have shown him are like your experience, a wonderful meditative experience when you're getting the ketamine, and really good results, too. So both of you, thanks for coming in. And John, I'm glad that you're well.
Thank you,
I'm
sir.
I'm glad that you're still working post-COVID and that things are going good for you.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that.
And,
thank you.
Dr. Nandra, bring in more people like this.
I absolutely will. And it was great to be here again, John. And, let's get through the holidays.
Yeah. Well, isn't that funny? Because holidays should be fun. We all know, though, that here up to the end of the year, it can also be very stressful. KetamineChicago.com is Dr. Nandra's website, KetamineChicago.com. Gentlemen, thank you.